Ghostlytalk.com, and you are listening to Ghostly Talk, and I know why, because the voices told me so.
I can't take credit for that. I stole that one. That was wrong. It sounded like we were like starting some Omni special or something, man. Where'd you get that bumper stuff at? It sounds like we were like we actually were serious for a change. Like we're really gonna come here and talk about some seriously deep stuff. Like
can
really
you,
get
can
into
you
the core.
Say that one more time. Can you fast forward to the
oh,
end?
No. What are you gonna do?
Do that and then fast forward to the end of it. I want to hear that.
Here we go.
I just want to hear it.
Oh,
oh, it's not in channel.
Here, hang on. Oh, that's Clyde again. Hi, Clyde.
Hi, Clyde.
Yeah.
I really like that part, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
Okay, here we go. Heidi, hang on for 1 second, okay?
No. Poor Heidi. We'll make the guest hang on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does. It inspires me.
Welcome to Time and Space with your host, Henry Hartlebuckle. Hi, I'm your host, Henry Hartlebuckle.
This is Time and Space.
There you go, that's perfect. Today we'll be talking about rocks. And how good rocks are.
How good are rocks? For gardening.
Right, we would never be here without rocks.
We wouldn't be here.
Okay.
Well, I don't think we should be here. I think somebody should take a rock to us.
I can't believe we did that on the air, too.
Yeah, we did do that
this
on the air.
This is what we do, by the way, when we're just sitting around.
Yeah, this is, we sit at this table, the same table.
We sit at this table all the time. We just play clips like that and talk.
We just laugh at them, yeah, and we see how cool we're going to sound over that. So you guys got another brief glimpse into the haunted winery of what we actually do with our private lives.
So I'm sorry to announce that this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we have our very special guest on, waiting patiently in the background on the phone.
Very patiently.
We have Heidi Hollis, a return guest.
For like her 18th time or something like that, I think.
This is amazing.
Well, we love her. She's a wonderful.
We do.
We always have a great conversation with Heidi. And we love to have her come back on every once in a while when she's in the country and stuff like that. She's such a busy young woman.
Well, first she escaped our grasp by going to, she went to Egypt and did a whole tour around there. And on a previous Ghostly Talk, we talked about that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can, you know, that chronicles the,
go back there and
the
see
highlights
it.
Of the of trip. Trip out there, and then she escaped down under and went to Australia to escape our grasp again.
What, crikey?
But we heard that she was back in the U.S., so we had to give her a call.
Yeah, so we
so
gave
that's
her a call.
What we're doing.
And she picked the phone up.
On accident, because she didn't recognize the caller ID.
Yeah, she didn't know the number, so, you know, we change it around here and every once in a while, so people, they don't know who we are, so we can get back on the show. So,
right.
Well, on that note, welcome to the show, Heidi.
Hey, you guys, I missed you.
Yeah, right. Quit lying.
Oh, you,
oh, come on.
You were down under.
You were down under.
I was down under.
How was
that? Not too far.
Not too far? How was it? What was your trip like?
Oh, holy smokes. I was there for 6 months this time around, so I really got to get a good flavor of the people down there, and they are so laid back. Nothing can get those people to move faster than they do. But it's cool. It was fun. It was awesome. I loved it.
Where you didn't say you were too far down under. Where were you at exactly in Australia?
No, I was. I was in Victoria, in the city of Melbourne.
Okay.
Okay.
That's that's a bigger city there, too. That's a bigger city
from
what I've read. Did you meet Steve Irwin?
No, man. I wanted to, though. I want to see that guy.
I want to go to that zoo so bad I can taste it. Man. I need to go to that
zoo.
Does
he work at a zoo?
He runs the Animal Planet Zoo down there or something. I forgot the name of it. I so need to go down there and watch him play the crocodiles. It's killing me. I need to get down there. What were your reasons? I really want to know, why did you decide to spend 6 months in Australia, Heidi?
You know, I wanted to escape your grasp.
And you did a good job.
You did a great job. We couldn't find you for six whole months.
We searched and searched, and the only time we even knew that you existed after that was when you popped back in on the radar screen in the U.S.
Yeah.
I came back a little over a month ago, so. I actually went down there to do some writing. I wrote a third book, and I re-edited my second book, and so I was keeping myself busy, got a new agent and all this stuff, so, yeah.
Well, what'd you do down there? Was there anything, you spent six whole months there, and besides, I'm sure you were very busy working on your book and all that stuff, too, but was there anything you checked out in Australia?
Oh, God, yeah. Me and my friends, we did a lot of hiking and wandering, but it's a little bit scary when just about everything in Australia can eat you, you know?
Don't get me started. I'll talk all night on it. My favorite snake in the whole world lives in Australia. I don't know.
Which one is that?
The inland taipan is native to Australia, and that is the... I will take anybody on in a debate on this. That is the most poisonous snake, most venomous snake on the planet.
Yes.
That is
I heard that there was some.
The inland taipan. There's a coastal taipan also, but it isn't as venomous as the inland taipan is, from what I understand. This thing, pound for pound, this thing will kill you like within minutes. It's very, very powerful.
Yep, I've heard of that. I just didn't know what the name of it was, but they were like, you know, if that gets you, sorry, mate, you're screwed. You know,
there's nothing you can do. They're so venomous. They're very reclusive, though. I don't know if you'd really run into one. Did you see any snakes? Okay, this is pet talk now on Ghostly Talk. Did you see any snakes out there? I'm just curious.
You know, I made sure that my friends went ahead of me, so if there was a snake to be seen, it got them instead.
Okay, cool. So you came back by yourself then, basically.
Don't go hiking with Heidi.
Yeah.
That's a tour that you don't want to take when in Australia.
Boy, guys, I'm really tired. Just let me fall back a little bit so I don't hold you guys down at all. While you're taking on all the animals and stuff. Yeah, I see how it works.
Yeah, it was crazy. But let me tell you, I mean, almost every week there was like some report of a shark eating somebody or a crocodile chomping on a fisherman or something. And it's like, Jesus, what the heck's going on over here?
Well, that's a way of life for them. That's a way of life for them there. That's how they live. I mean, from what I understand, I've never been there myself. That's what the country's infested with, is just big, crazy, venomous creatures that can, like you just said a second ago, can swallow you whole. They'll eat you. They will eat you. And it's nothing personal, I don't think. It's not that they don't really like you or anything like that. They're just hungry. Yeah. They're just hungry. They just want to eat. So I know what you're talking about. You did a lot of hiking out there. Where'd you guys go out when you hiked? Is there any areas you visited out there?
One of the coolest places, I mean, we went to see the penguin parade, which is like the world's smallest penguins. You go and sit on the beach, and they come every night, and they come in off the ocean and go walking in a little line pretty much right past you. It's the cutest thing, man. But you guys will get a kick out of this. The seagulls will go up to these tiny little penguins and scare them so they'll vomit up their food and they'll steal it.
Oh, come on!
Do you know, I think my brother tried to do that to me on Thanksgiving, but I was ready for it because I saw him coming out of the corner of my eye. He was like, you know, doing the mean face,
trying to
hover over, and I thought, so I wasn't as scared, so scared that I vomited up my food.
Was he that hungry? God, I mean, I'm sure they had plenty of food there. Jeez.
Well, then I led him over to the buffet table, and he was okay then.
Okay, all right. So how big are these penguins? I'm just curious, Heidi.
Oh, God, I'd say they're, I don't know, a little over 12 inches tall, they have to be a couple... maybe they have, I don't know, 20 inches or so.
So that's over a foot, obviously. And that's just a little, they're little baby penguins, you said.
Yeah, they're really tiny. And they're smaller than the seagulls that were scaring them.
And they had a parade? You said they had a penguin parade for these things?
That's what they call it, the Penguin Parade, because they come every night and they, like, you know, parade.
Oh,
right,
okay.
There.
I thought they had, like, floats and stuff. I
didn't, it's an organized event.
They have, like, the coordinators and stuff out there. You know, they have big Santa Claus coming down the street also. It's just that they do this every night, then. It's just a natural thing they do, it sounds like.
Yeah. It was very cool. But, I don't know. It was neat. And, I don't know. Australia is a real, real beautiful country. A lot of cool people there. And, I don't know. I had a good old time. And I was hoping to meet some other UFO buffs. I did meet them online, but I didn't get to go to any of their meetings. They're not really, I don't know. How can you say consistent with their meetings and gatherings surrounding the topic of UFOs? Mm-hmm. Not like every other month or, I mean, it was just, three times a year or four times a year or something. I'm like, that's not fun.
I'd be willing to bet they meet at a bar, too, don't they? I bet you $10 they meet at a bar down there. I mean, that's what everybody meets down there to do, from what I understand, is that they just meet at a bar. They go, they meet at the bar. Why not?
Here's a business for you guys, a business idea.
Okay.
One of the coolest things that I ever saw down there, They have a drive-through liquor store. How's about that?
We have those here.
We have those
here in Michigan. Yep.
They've taken some garages, Heidi. They take a garage, right? Like a garage door bay. You know, you pull in there, have your car fixed or whatever.
Yeah.
And they retro it out, and they put coolers everywhere on the inside of the place. So you pull in there, you pick what you want.
My God.
You pay the guy, and you're gone. Or they have the full serve too, where you just pull up and go, give me a case of, you know, Boilermaker or whatever you want, and and then they just give it to you. You pay him, and then you take off. Yeah, they have those already.
So you and the Aussies go way back, because I've never seen such a thing in the U.S.
Well, Australia was originally populated by Michiganders, from what I understand, in 1823. That's just what I've read. This is just what I've read. I don't know. I mean, I know we share a lot of traits. We like to drink and we like to fight. So, if you think about Detroiters and Australia people, we're one and the same, really.
Right.
I thought so. Yeah.
Minus the crocodiles and the evil snakes and stuff like that, and Steve Irwin, of course. We don't have Steve Irwin here, unfortunately. I wish we could.
No.
We do have the Detroit Zoo, but and it does have penguins. You can't scare them. They're streetwise penguins.
Yeah, they carry guns and they wear bandanas. Tattoos, and they throw up their little flipper and they give you their little gang sign
with the flipper. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they flip you off, huh?
Pretty much.
Okay, gotcha.
Nice. That was a good one, Heidi. Very good.
You guys are. I missed you guys. How could you say I wouldn't miss you? I mean, come on. I never have so much fun on any other show but yours.
Really?
Show. Heck yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you're huge, Heidi. You're so famous. We're scared. You know, we don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing she does, I mean, we're trying to get her on the phone line here on break, and Will dumped another cup over. So
right.
I start cussing him out as I'm on the phone with Heidi. I'm just throwing every curse word at him possible. And here's poor Heidi sitting here like, oh, great, what have I gotten myself into? And so it's a wonderful introduction that you're like, you know, not talking to you for like a year. It's great to hear from you again, Heidi. Was there anything else you did in Australia?
Not really. I was just writing and checking out the scenery and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole heck of a lot. I was really kind of sticking to my writing regimen and... Actually, you know, you and I, Scott, we've talked a lot about, like, the possible different producers that are always looking for that special, you know, show to put out there on the paranormal or UFOs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
While I was over there in Australia, five different producers contacted me about doing a possible TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Five different. And I am happy to say I told you that I had an announcement to put on the airwaves here with you guys. You're the first one that I'm speaking to in regards to this.
Okay.
Because I got permission to speak about it, actually.
Okay.
I actually did get to participate in a new television pilot for Discovery Channel.
Really?
And, yeah. And it's so much fun. It was a blast. The TV show is called X Ops, as in, you know, Black Ops, but X Files type of mixture of a name.
Yeah.
But and I guess tentatively it's going to possibly air in January, but I know it's still up in the air about when they're gonna put it out there. But it's a unique team of people that go out and investigate just about anything out of the ordinary, from UFOs to ghosts to crop circles and all sorts of odd things. But we got the one show down in the bag and hoping to do more. And, yeah, so
now, did you do progress. Did you film this? Did you do this work in Australia there? Did you do this in Australia?
No, it was one of the reasons why I came back from Australia was to come and do this program. It did it in San Bernardino, California, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
You had to leave the United States to get an offer to do a Discovery Channel thing.
Yeah, pretty
come
much.
Back. Wow. Yeah, Hollywood's yeah. really interesting
yeah.
nowadays.
Hey, let's really screw her up. She's going to Australia this week. Now we'll call her.
Now email her.
Yeah, call her now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
You guys are funny.
So did, but so you guys went to San Bernardino, California, and you investigated, were you there as a UFO expert, or were you there as a paranormal expert? How did, or were you the host?
Kind of a combo. I'm one of the co-stars. There's a team of eight of us that go out to investigate a different phenomena, and I mean, I cover shadow people, and I also do the little ghost hunting type stuff and the ufology stuff, so I'm kind of like the combo woman there and also the experiencer of a lot of things, so I try to, you know, link the two of the, between the scientific kind of opinion with, I don't know, the subjective with the objective. How's that?
I like that.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'm the bridge.
So when are you going to be in Gettysburg? Because I'll drive out.
Oh, you know, the topic of the show. See, there's certain things that I can talk about, certain things that I can't.
Ah,
but
that's
we went from San Bernardino, and we went to the famous and infamous Roswell, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think we investigated over there?
A UFO crash.
You would never guess, man. It was... We actually investigated reports of an alien ghost from the 1947 crash, they suspect.
Wow.
An alien ghost?
Yes.
Alien ghost crash.
Now, who the hell saw that?
I would have never guessed that.
I mean, pardon,
right?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
That's new.
That totally, like, utilized all of us to put our heads together on that one. That was really wild.
Now, was there a report? I mean, I don't know, like you said a second ago, I don't know what you can release, what you can't release, but something had to have put this whole series of events in motion. As far
yeah,
as
actually, Jim Mars was down there asking around about, you know, what's going on in the area. And out of a hospital down there in Roswell, part of this hospital used to be the old military base, and one of the workers there at the hospital had reportedly seen the alien ghost walking through the corridors there.
They saw an alien ghost?
Yes.
I'm
floored by this because, okay, I mean, I'm not trying to pull anybody's credibility away, but somebody's like, okay, I saw a ghost. Okay,
uh-huh.
Yeah, you saw a ghost. Well, what did it look like? It looked like an alien. You know, does anybody see the hilarity besides me?
What were you on?
Yeah. What were you doing?
But, hey,
what meth party did you just come from when you saw this alien? No,
but
it's an interesting twist.
But
I've never heard
sounds,
this before.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know why it couldn't be plausible, why it couldn't be possible. I know why it can't be plausible, but I don't know why it can't be possible. So,
well, that's why this is going to get brutal right now, because I'm going to tell you why.
Okay. Why?
I'm going to tell you why, too, also, Heidi. Because because in this universe, well, I mean, okay, let's just throw an idea out, because it is an interesting idea. I've thought about ideas like this, too, Heidi, but I've never heard anybody really bring it out and have it surface like this. We have aliens. But, I mean, I personally, as in regards to aliens, and we have the expert on the phone right now, I believe in them. I believe there are extraterrestrial, not aliens, but extraterrestrial people. The universe itself, just the mechanics of the universe and the size of the universe, that's been proved with numbers, zeros and ones and mathematics, conclusively, it's too big to say that we're the only living creatures. We've all heard that before by certain people, myself, Heidi, tons of people have said the same thing, and I happen to believe it myself. If they are composed of, now, if they're composed in a different manner, like, you know, they have a bigger head, and they have little skinny arms, and they have little skinny bodies, as opposed to the three hosts of this show. They're still composed of matter, though. And that's where you raise the question, depending on what these people believe in, do they have a soul like we do? Or theoretically, do they have a soul? What's the idea here? And can they live on after they pass away? That's where I think you'd kind of get to the mechanics of this and start getting, what's the idea? What's going on here? I mean, what can there be ghost aliens? It's a very interesting idea.
Well, suddenly you're, yeah, well, when you're talking about, like, souls of aliens, souls of non-humans, you're also talking religion would play a part in that.
Yeah.
And your belief system. Mm-hmm. But religion would have something to say. Whether or not it plays a part in it is, like, completely, you know, different.
Yeah.
That depends on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because religion is personal. But mm-hmm. So you're talking about religious. You're also talking about the different theories of the way the universe is made. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's theories that Bigfoot and aliens and things are from the next multiverse over mm-hmm. or whatever.
Well, all I'm saying, though, is that it's been proven conclusively that we live in a very, very big universe.
Yes, we do.
Right.
You know, how it came about? That's a whole different discussion right there. And, I mean, I can acknowledge all the theories. But I'm talking about hard scientific evidence as far as we know in this reality that this is a huge universe. And that I think it's impossible. I think it's asinine to think that we're the only living, breathing, well, according to what intelligence is, in our opinion, because that's according to certain people, I think intelligence is a whole different ballgame. But I think we're the only, I can't, for us to say that we're the only living, breathing, intelligent creatures in this whole gigantic universe, right. It's an asinine thought. I think it's ridiculous.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people that tell me, you know, oh, I don't know if I believe in aliens. I'm like, well, think about this. Aliens believe in you. Now, who has the upper hand?
Yeah, there you go. That's a very good point, Heidi.
It's crazy. You know, a lot of people are like, you know, pooing others that are, you know, reporting different types of alien entities visiting them and
mm-hmm.
Them having experiences. And, you know, and we're fighting amongst ourselves. And, you know, it's getting, like, all put underneath the rug as if it's just a bunch of nothing. And so they go amongst their about their business as if, you know what, I just dropped something on myself. So don't mind me. But I'm sitting here like, I'm like, holy crap, I just dumped my coffee. So.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That wasn't from a big chain
like,
or anything.
I'm sitting here like trying to cover it up, and I'm like, oh, crap.
It's okay. It's all right.
I did did Doug do that to you, Scott?
What's that? Oh, no, Will.
Will.
Oh, Will dumped that stuff on you. He is contagious.
Well, luckily this time there wasn't anything in the cup this time, thank goodness. There was a few weeks ago we had a major meltdown.
The previous time, though, yeah. We had guests in the studio. That was a lot of fun.
That was really ugly. Well, no, that's the idea. Yeah. And, Heidi, you raise a very interesting point right there. Is it that we spend too much time as human beings on the planet Earth arguing about these things as opposed to doing something about it?
Well, even then, aliens don't require you to believe in them to exist.
No, they don't.
I mean, it's not
they don't.
So, I mean, just like, you know, kelp. You don't have to believe in kelp. It's there, whether you believe in it or not, and it's doing whatever it does for the environment and the ecosystem of the seas and oceans. But but you don't have to believe in the aliens for them to actually exist.
Yeah.
But they, their divinity or their soul, their spark of life,
mm-hmm.
that could be entire books.
Absolutely.
Studies and research. I mean, that's a insane topic.
Yeah. Why don't we take a quick break? Because I think we're going to be moving on to something very, very complex here. Don't you think that, Heidi?
I think we're going in that direction.
Why don't we take a quick break here and regroup here? Because one of my weaknesses is I like to just jump from topic to topic. I don't really get anything done that way. So this time I'm going to take the mature adult approach and say, let's take a quick break. Get an idea of what we're going to go with this, because I really think this is going to be an interesting conversation here. So why don't
I'll wipe the coffee off my lap.
Yeah,
there is a good idea.
We'll let Heidi hose herself down in the front yard real quick, and then we'll be right back here in a couple of minutes.
Thank you. paranormal investigators?
Yes, we are.
Hi.
Last time I checked, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good. What is your name?
Jay Burkhardt.
Okay, I think that there is something in my house. It's been going on for probably about 6 weeks now.
Now, has there been any type of traumatic experience or death within your family over the course of the past 6 weeks?
No, nothing like that at all.
Okay.
It's a little bit kind of like sexual.
Interesting.
And it's weird because I just got implants like 6 weeks ago. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
An implant?
Yeah.
Of what?
Oh, implant, like breast implants.
Huh. Now, did the entity start within the same time period?
Yeah, it was pretty much like the next day.
Alrighty then. Well, this is an interesting one. Okay, go on.
Well, okay, here's what's been happening. It gets, okay, the lights start flickering, it gets very cold, and then I feel hands on my breasts. And the thing is, it's really not bothering me. I'd like to actually consummate this with him. I think that would make him happy, and then maybe he'd go away.
What if you've consummated with other males? Did they go away?
No, that's a good point. They usually stick around, but...
Thank you. Well, let me be blunt. I take it you have a high sex drive?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then basically that's what's feeding the alleged entity.
Right.
Especially if you're multiple orgasmic, you're literally... you know, creating a smorgasbord for this entity, which is preventing it to actually have more cohesion of a physical variety within its reality.
I see. Okay. So how do I actually get the ghost to poke me in the butt?
How do I what?
How do I actually get the ghost to poke me in the butt, preferably?
Okay, let's say, for example, if you were to get on your bed and, let's say, take a doggy position.
Okay, let me do that now. Okay.
Visualize your imaginary lover mounting you from behind.
Okay.
If you feel the sensation, then obviously you know that it's possible.
You want to come watch?
Just for laughs and giggles. Do you have access to a computer or...
No, not right now.
Okay, because basically what I was going to say is if you could ever get photographs of some of your experiments or some of your attempts, and,
yeah.
if you could possibly send them to me, like, by email, that would be beautiful.
Okay, you're not just trying to see pictures of my implants, are you?
It would purely be scientific. I'm not saying that there wouldn't be a part of me that wouldn't go, nice spot.
Yeah, and you can. That's okay. That's actually, you know, exciting for me.
Well, hey, baby, whatever turns you out.
Okay.
You know.
All right, well, I'm going to let you go. So I will call you back and get your email address as soon as I get some photos of this.
Yeah, I might actually want to do a movie on this subject.
Exactly. All right, well, thank you so much for your help.
And thank you for the illumination.
You're very welcome. Thank you,
Mr.
Ghostbuster.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name's Sean Burke from Indiana Ghost Trackers, www.indianaghost.org, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya!
Refreshed, we are wearing our tinfoil thinking caps, and we're ready to talk again with more with Heidi Hollis, and about evidently all kinds of interesting things going on in her life.
Well, there's some concepts I think we're going to try to tackle here.
And, yeah, the one concept that really, really had our brains bent was that of the souls and the ghosts of aliens.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting idea.
All brought from the forthcoming X something.
Oh,
X Files or something.
No,
Heidi. X
you remember she's on the phone still,
oh,
Doug?
Yeah.
God.
X Ops. You can't remember that. That's
I'm sorry. X Ops. Say it three times in a row.
X Ops. X Ops. X Ops.
X Ops. X Ops. X Ops. Now we have it.
Got it.
Forget it now. I promise. So there, this spawned this idea. Oh my God!
That's right. Well, X Files was some other show that is not even on the air.
Yeah, it spawned this idea.
My brain went into overload.
But you know what? Some of the guys that worked on X-Files are actually helping in producing X-Ops, so it's kind of cool.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's very cool. Well,
that's a kick butt show.
Well, it's spun about here for minutes, and that is that this is there. Well, somebody saw an alien
formerly part of the base.
Mm-hmm. Now, and it kind of got us thinking about this idea. Like we said a few minutes ago, I believe in them. I believe in extraterrestrial people. I'll say it till the day I die. Or as hard science and things go, I believe in extraterrestrials more than I believe in ghosts to a certain extent.
Whoa, never, that's a statement.
I know. It's Hesse, isn't it?
Oh, we're going to get called from the Inquiry.
Yeah, right.
Well, Ghostly Talk host. You know,
I never said
aliens.
No, I've never said that I believe in ghosts on this show.
That's true. You've
Not
never
since
said that.
Day one, I've never said I believe in ghosts. If there are ghosts out there, they totally exist. I'm willing to go out there, and I've been doing it. We've been doing it for the last 4 or 5 years now.
You've never seen one.
Never seen one. You know?
Really?
Never seen one.
What on earth are you into stuff, then?
Chicks and beer, dude. That's all I want.
Ah, I thought so.
Chicks and beer. That's all I've been after for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, but Doug's the one sitting next to you.
I know. That tells you how good I'm doing right
this
now, too.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sandwiched.
This is a hobby of desperation, I guess.
Yeah, basically, yes. Something, you know, Sunday nights are so drab, usually, and so mellow, and we decided to, like, liven them up a little bit with internet radio show.
All right.
That's what our idea was. No, I've never honestly said that I believe in ghosts 100%. I'm doing the same thing. So, is out there a piece of evidence on the table that says, ghost, here is the proof. Any type of skeptic, come and throw whatever you want at me. I don't care.
Well, you've seen phenomena.
I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah. I've heard things. I've recorded things. I've done all kinds of crazy
stuff.
You've
recorded the fingerprints on the Brett train sites. Yeah. So you've seen physical, photographicable or whatever, photographable.
I like the word.
Photographic. And you've captured the audio of things that are unexplainable, right?
Yeah. If I said I believe in ghosts, what would I still be doing here? I believe in ghosts. What's the point of me going out anymore?
Well, I believe in ghosts. I saw the one almost killed you, but
yeah.
But I'm still addicted to the hunt, I guess.
Well, so am I, and that's what I mean. Anything I think
and gathering more evidence.
That's what I think I know I've learned that over the last few years is just that a lot of it has to do with the quest you're on. It isn't always about getting the Holy Grail.
Right.
It's about the quest, and that's what you learn.
Sometimes.
What was that, Heidi?
So, Scott, do you just, like, I mean, what do you draw your conclusions to be? I mean, do you just kind of leave it open to interpretation, what you find, or what?
Well, you see, that would require an intelligent answer, and I don't have one. That's the problem with it. No, why am I being interviewed now? What's going on?
Yeah,
here?
Somehow this became...
I had to ask. I mean, here's the ghostly talk, man, you know, talking about I'm not sure if I believe in ghosts. That's a big one.
I think, scientifically speaking, it's a little more plausible as far as, like I just said, 15, 20 minutes ago, as far as the nature of our universe, the size of our universe, just simply put it that way to say, I don't know, I don't care what they look like, I'm not worried about what if they have a soul or not, I'm not worried about how big they are, I'm not worried about what color they are, I'm not worried about any of that stuff. I'm talking about, do they exist? Or do they not exist? Point being is just that. The size of our universe yields the fact that I think there has to be somebody else out there besides ourselves. It's that simple. Now, let's compare that to ghosts. Ooh. Do the sound, Doug.
What sound?
Dun-dun!
Oh, dun-dun!
Okay, ghosts, all right? And don't get me wrong, there's so much evidence out there. I think it's amazing with the internet, with podcasting, all these things. We're able to share it. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's so cool. And I'm behind everybody 100% on this. But it seems I can... And all I said was just that. I didn't believe there's no such thing as ghosts. I quit. Goodbye. Everybody get out. Leave now. No, I said it seems easier for me to...
Right.
You're totally putting me on the spot here. I hate
yeah,
this.
But no, I understand what you're saying. You're saying that the numbers are there or whatever.
It's much easier for me to...
For the aliens.
Yeah, to believe that there are aliens out there than to say that every... that because we have no theory. Well, I'm sorry. We have no definite concrete hypothesis to say, okay, this is what happens when... this is what makes a ghost appear. Let's say, for example, like just hypothetically speaking, a man is stabbed 8 billion times with a butter knife in his apartment, right? Now, that's a pretty, I think we can all agree, that's a pretty traumatic thing for us to go through. I mean, Heidi, what do you think? Have you been stabbed with a butter knife before?
Not lately.
Okay, cool. All right, well, then you can agree that it wouldn't be a very pleasant it wouldn't be a very pleasant experience, right? It wouldn't be it wouldn't be wonderful. Let's just say, hypothetically, that this man was killed in a very traumatic way. He was murdered. It was horrible. He wasn't ready to die, right?
And he had unfinished business.
He had unfinished business. I'm just saying hypothetically. This is just hypothetically. It's an easy example to use. Now, next thing he knows, he's standing around going, okay, why can't anybody see me? What's going on here? You know, we've seen it in stupid movies and stuff like that. Now, he doesn't know he's dead. He doesn't know. Let's just say that's the angle right there. He doesn't know that he's dead. He didn't pass on. He didn't have any closure in his life. Therefore, he doesn't even know he's dead yet. Therefore, he hangs over. That is the reason we have ghosts. This is all hypothetical, people. Okay? That's the reason there's ghosts. There's no one out there that's an idea. That's an idea. We've talked about it a million times in this show, along with other ideas about ghosts.
We've talked
that's
about
an
that.
Idea. But there's no way out there, scientifically, with numbers to prove that that is the way the ghosts appear, or ghosts materialize, or how they become ghosts.
What about all of the evidence? The tons of evidence. I mean, it's the same
There's
thing.
There's tons of evidence.
It's the same thing with aliens visiting Earth and taking people and experimenting on them and things like that. The evidence is in the stories right now.
You're right. You're totally right.
Wouldn't it be cool to find out if you know what the numbers are of people that have reported to have seen ghosts to those that have seen aliens?
I'm sure there'd be fun. That would be very easy to find. That wouldn't be very hard to find.
That would be interesting. I'd like to find a study.
It would be
like
an
that.
Interesting experiment to do that. All I'm saying though is I want you guys to take the spotlight off of me, for God's sakes. I just want to sit back here and do my show.
this is the fun part because I get to ask the questions that you listeners probably always wanted to ask you. So
no problem. We're open. I'm an open book myself. But all I'm saying is the basics. I'm just saying basics here. Okay, are there extraterrestrial races of people somewhere in this universe? Yes. Do ghosts exist completely? Is there a theory out there that says, here's how ghosts appear. This is what's going to make ghosts come to your house or how they're going to be there. No. There's a lot of ideas. There's tons of ideas, and I embrace them all like a mother embraces her newborn child. But there's no definitive idea. There is a definitive idea, I believe, and this is just my opinion, which doesn't count for anything, really, that it's asinine to think that there's no such thing as extraterrestrial people from other planets. It's an impossible idea.
Well, I've never seen a UFO or an alien.
Oh God, I'm gonna get crushed. Yeah, go ahead.
But I have seen a ghost.
Yeah.
So what does that make me?
It makes you crazy. I don't know. What do you want? What do you want me to tell you, Doug? Here, lay down on the couch.
Yeah.
And we'll figure it
out. All right,
okay?
All right.
Take the microphone over there.
I'm going under. No, I'm getting very sleepy.
That is what I refer to as. Are you ready?
Yeah.
My opinion. It's crazy. I don't know. No,
gotcha.
No, that's just. Why did I say this? Because I'm getting killed now by you guys.
No. You know what I was just thinking about? You know how some people. No, don't want to let go of their loved ones, and I've heard the theory that their ghosts will hang around just because the people can't let go of them.
Yeah.
Well, think about in regards to Roswell with these aliens that crashed, and I mean, Roswell has made a killing off from the marketing of the crash that reportedly took place there.
Absolutely.
And talk about trying to keep the spirit of something around. I mean, these aliens are screwed if that's the case, you know?
They're going to be there forever now.
Yeah, they can't go. Yeah. Like, no, we got another quarter to get through. Great. No, that's the idea, though. Like I said, I'm going to put a cap on it so I don't get too much email tonight. Just that. All the statement was just that. I think it's easier for me to swallow the idea that there are extraterrestrial races.
That's cool.
Than there are ghosts everywhere we go.
You're off the hook. Officially.
Am I? No, I'm not. Oh,
we're changing the show.
We have 14 listeners I have to deal with now.
We're 14 listeners?
That's the last number I got.
Wow, that's a huge listenership.
Yeah,
When you hear the Ghostly Talk theme song on my phone,
mm-hmm.
that's because I still haven't turned it off, and that'll just be like the National Enquirer calling, so don't
Okay,
pay that no mind.
I'll make sure.
Yeah, but the...
Ghosts are cool. I'm a ghost hunter.
The new show.
Shut up, quiet. I'm a ghost hunter. Okay, yeah. I don't want no. See, I feel bad now. If you're like, oh God, hero, I'm not ghost anymore. No, it's not that. This is what you do when you do this stuff. You have to think. You have to think very deeply. You have to question yourself. You have to question your motives. And sometimes the questions you have to ask yourself aren't very comfortable. And those are questions that I ask myself every day concerning this stuff, is just that. Okay, let's move on.
I didn't realize how much of an interest that you have in UFOs. I mean, I think I'll take you on a UFO hunt, although you might have to wait around for a lot longer for when to show up.
Oh.
How do you know when one shows up? Like, does it show up and then you take pictures of it? How does it happen?
Well, you know what? Like, in Wisconsin, I'm not there right now, but where I'm originally from, there's a hot spot in Dundee, Wisconsin, where, I mean, there's just a good likelihood, a good chance that you'll get an opportunity to see something in the night sky at some point. I mean, if you're out there a few days in a row even, you know?
Here in Michigan, we've got the Thumb area, which is reportedly, you know, generated a lot of reports.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've got the Thumb area of Michigan. We've got the Wisconsin place. That's within driving distance. We could get out there one weekend.
We could go find Heidi and, like, steal her and throw her in the trunk of our car.
And then,
like, take her with us up there and go, okay, Heidi, find him.
Yeah.
Hey, Heidi, go get him.
Show this to us.
We'll send you out like a hunting dog. We'll just send you out, Heidi. You'll have to find one for us. Well, we have never really been out that area before. It might be kind of interesting to try that. I know what's going on here. And
I would like that. I think in the spring, I think we need to organize a UFO watching party.
Okay.
Oh, I think you guys would have a blast. I think you'd really enjoy it. And, you know, I've taken friends down there who wanted to have the opportunity to see a UFO. You know, they're, you know, all giggling and laughing about it. And then they see one, and then it, like, totally shakes up their whole world and everything that they ever thought they knew about the universe. And, you know, I had a friend that really got shook up and went missing for a couple of days because he had to think, you know. So, mm-hmm. I mean, these things happen. It's exciting, it's neat, but when you see it, it's just so unbelievable sometimes that it can really stun a person.
Well, I've said before, and I'll say it again, if our president was to, well, he'd have to have somebody write it for him, probably, but if he was to come on TV and say, guys, I need to level with you, and we all of our antlers pop up, because, you know, we're missing Jeopardy now. What's going on here, right?
Yeah.
All of our antlers pop up, and we say, you know, well, what, Mr. President? He says, okay, look, everything that has been, you know, all these, the Project Blue Book, and all these things that you've read, all the documentaries you've seen, everything that you've worked on, pretty much all of it's true. It's all been covered up over the years because we were trying to keep you people from freaking out and being scared of this. There are such thing. If our president was to come on TV and say there are such thing as extraterrestrial people. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I thought just in the past week I read an article on Google News, because that's where I get most of my news info from,
mm-hmm.
that not, it's like Norway or the Netherlands or Switzerland or somewhere over there mm-hmm. in Europe. They decided that they needed to have an actual policy for when we meet the extraterrestrials, how to treat them, what to do with them, what to. So they're,
cool. taking the McDonald's. That's the first place they go to, right?
Right.
Take me to your leader.
And they're like,
meet Ronald McDonald.
No, it'll be more like Starbucks.
Yeah. The cult. Yeah,
they'll be like, ooh, we got to impress them. Let's give them.
You know, there is actually a fireman handbook, you know, just in case of certain types of disasters, and there is an entry in them that says, in case of invasion, alien invasion, what to do. I mean, we got that here in the United States. I can't remember what the details were in it, but, you know, we thought of it first, I guess. We covered that ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, you just made a very interesting point, though, Heidi, right there. There's actually an article or an amendment in the Fireman's Handbook that says, okay, here, this is what happens if we have a tornado. This is what happens if we have a hurricane. This is what happens if a volcano erupts. It has all these different scenarios, I imagine, right? And then they also add this thing that says, this is what happens if we are invaded or we're visited, let's say, visited by extraterrestrial people. Now, that goes back to the comment I made earlier that spawned off the 15-minute grilling session on me. It's just that. Okay, it seems a lot. There's apparently I'm not the only person out there that says this. That it seems a lot more plausible that there are beings from other planets. It just mathematically it makes perfect sense to me. And it seems like these people also, whoever wrote the Fireman's Handbook, I don't know who wrote that, they would they seem to have the same idea, that it seems plausible, we should prepare for it. That's the idea right there. That's all I'm saying when it comes to that. It's just that, is it seems plausible. And I think someday, Heidi, I got to level with you, as far as aliens are concerned, someday we are, Doug, I don't know if you agree with this or not, if you're going to slam me or not, someday I think we really will meet these people. I mean, I don't know who they're going to be, what they're going to be. I don't know if they're going to be the typical grays or the typical aliens we've seen in pictures and whatnot. But I really think that this is going to come to pass sometime. And why would they write something like that if they didn't think it was possibly would happen someday?
It certainly is. I fully believe that it's going to come to that at some point. There are just way too many people that are suddenly waking up to their reality that they are experiencing some sort of alien contact, whether it's abductions or simply just having contact. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in coincidences. Many different types of people that are contacting me, writing me, telling me how they have memories of being in a previous life on a different planet and how they agreed to be born here at this time so they can help with the integration of these different beings. And I mean, it's just popping up all over the place. And I get letters from all over the world, you know, and it's just so consistent. So I think something's in the air. Exactly what, when, and how everything's going to play out, I mean, that's up for debate. But you know, something is accumulating to a final something, you know?
Well, yeah, and everything happens for a reason, Heidi. I agree with you on that 150%. Everything happens for a reason. There is no such thing as coincidence. You can mark me on that. I'll stand by that one, because everything happens for a reason. I've seen too many things, regardless of the fact that some people now probably think I don't believe in ghosts. I've seen too many things doing this stuff to really think that there's such thing as coincidence, that everything happens for a reason. And it also applies to extraterrestrials, too. Everything happens for a reason. And people are seeing these things for a reason, too.
Right. Now, I truly believe that. I kind of like the theories that were put in the book, Celestine Prophecies, that, you know, if a thought pops into your head to go and take a left instead of a right, you know, take a left to see what you find, or, you know, why did this person come to your mind? Maybe you should make a phone call. And it's just like you find these things falling into line, things that are supposed to happen, like you get little hints throughout your days on what you should do and what's the best way to go if you only listen. So I truly believe that that's part of human nature, but we disregard it. And, you know, that kind of goes into something else, too, that I wanted to speak about tonight at some point. I get people that email me their dreams, as if I'm supposed to interpret them or something, but I'm not a dream interpreter.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, I find it interesting that people will have dreams that stick with them for a lifetime, and they just so happen to involve things of aliens, spiritual things, you know, things that truly change a person. And I always have to point out to people, you know, I don't know whether they're Christian or not, but I'll point it out to them that a good proportion of the Bible is based off from people's dreams from the ancient past, you know. And we still take their word for it all these years later. You know, why do we listen to their dreams, but we don't pay attention to our own when they're trying to tell us something? I don't think that's a coincidence either.
No, it isn't. Most people nowadays, like little old myself or whoever, if I was to have a dream of that sort, I've never had a dream like that, Heidi. Honestly, I've never had a dream where I was in an alter reality on some other planet, and I was instructed by my superiors to come to planet Earth in the year 1984 on May 7th as a baby and grow up to be the savior of the human race. I've never had a dream like that.
That was a pretty specific description.
Well, I'm just throwing one out. Maybe I did. I don't know. Maybe my subconscious just said, hey, man, time to bring this guy out. No, I don't. I mean, I've never had a dream of that sort. I can't remember one I've ever had that was vivid like that where I could remember those details. When someone like me would have a dream like this, honestly, Heidi, I'd go, who am I? I'm no one. I mean, I'm, I mean, I mean, you know, I'm Scott L. I do this little radio show and, you know, whatever. But I don't think I've told people left and right that I'm no psychic. I'm not a psychic. I can't see and hear ghosts at will. Apparently there's new ground been broken as far as my belief structure goes tonight, too. So, but I don't think that I'm some type of, you know, I'm not a sensitive. I'm not a psychic. I have never seen a UFO. I've never seen a ghost. So if I had a crazy dream like that, I'd be like, well, it was just a dream. I'd blow it off. I really would blow it off, Heidi. And I think it is this idea of where people don't think that they are, you know, that they have maybe these qualities that where they may have been. They don't believe why. It's impossible. How could I have been born on another planet, you know, X amount of years ago? It's this idea of insignificance, I think. But as opposed to, you know, people from the past, like you were saying, Heidi, writers from the past, like Nostradamus, so to say, who wrote these prolific things, which are subject to ridicule every day and skepticism, too.
Right.
Where he has published books. How many times has Nostradamus been published all over the world by different publishers left and right? That's something with some staying power. So, of course, the media runs everything in this country. So, well, look, Nostradamus has a book, so therefore he must know something. But little old me, I just had a crazy little dream. No big deal. It can't be anything that important. That's this idea of insignificance, I think, where, you know, that's the question you were saying, Heidi. Why do these people from the past, we're listening to what they have to say, but we're not listening to what people nowadays have to say? That's a very interesting point, Heidi.
Yeah, and it's not even, you know, even on a broader scale. I mean, even personally, I mean, I get people that have had dreams that are just like, you know, you should major in this in college, and they were told this by angelic-looking type being. The dream seems so real, they don't know if they should follow it, and I'm like, you know, trust your gut instinct. I mean, a lot of them, they're like, this dream seems so absolutely real, and I just have a hard time believing it didn't happen, but then they're questioning it, and they're asking someone else, you know, to say it is so or something, and I'm like, you know, you just got to really trust yourself and trust why that came to you. Maybe you really needed that extra push to go in one direction over another. And I really think it's important. I think that everybody gets the answers that they need in this lifetime if they actually pay attention to it, whether it comes by dream, by random thought. I honestly believe that we get hints along the way to steer us to the right direction.
And that's the idea right there, Heidi, I think, is the awareness.
Right.
A lot of people don't pay attention to that, these things. They don't pay attention to their gut instinct. They are more concerned, and I'm not saying this is the wrong thing to do always, but they're more concerned with the things they have to do right now. I have to go to work or I'm going to starve. You know, they may not go, you know, your gut may say, listen, you need to blow off work today. And, you know, you need to go up to the mountains and think for a couple hours. You need to get in touch with yourself. Your gut might be telling that you that, but your boss is telling you, look, if you don't come into work, you're going to be fired. Okay, so unfortunately, we live in what we live lives, I think, that don't give us a whole lot of free time to find ourselves.
Well, there's that, and also when you have a hunch or something like that, all of a sudden you start applying all of your baggage to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's like, no, I can't call him or her.
They'll think
whatever.
I'm weird. They'll think I'm
They're
weird.
They're going to say that, you know, I was using that as an opportunity or an excuse to harp on them about whatever we quit talking about, you know.
Yeah.
And so you apply all your baggage to whatever hunches or gut instincts you have.
Yeah.
And then, boom,
you
talk yourself out of it.
You talk yourself completely out of it.
Yeah.
We start to totally overanalyze. I think I like that lesson that remote viewers teach, that, you know, if you start getting images, don't try to slap any type of interpretation to it. Just write it down or keep it in mind and just keep going with the flow without trying to address it to go one way or another. So it's following your instincts, I guess, again, in a sense.
It's really important, and I think that's really what a lot of it comes down to, is awareness.
Well, I like awareness, acknowledgement. If you just acknowledge
absolutely.
That, okay, I have this thought, you know, entered into my head, you know, don't go on that trip, or, you know, call so-and-so. Whether you act on it or not, it's different. But at least you acknowledge the fact that you have the thought.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying completely. It's a very...
Now, I think we should go back to questioning Scott and his beliefs.
I like that a lot.
I think we should take a break.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock.
I think we should.
Yeah, I think we should take a break.
It is 8 o'clock. We do have
Let's take a breather because I'm in meltdown again. Oh. We got so much going on here, Heidi. This is the reason we'd like to have you on every single week. Heidi, would you like to be a third co-host of the show, possibly? No, but let's take a quick break, though, because there's a lot more to cover here, I think. There's a lot of ideas that I think we're going to get out here tonight. Heidi, thanks again for coming on the show. We always love having you on here. Guys, this is good. No, go ahead.
I understand it's always fun.
I'm going home.
It is. You are home.
No, I am home.
You're stuck here.
I'm going to my room.
Okay. Then the next hour will be me and Heidi L.
Doug Will and Heidi show.
We're talking about Scott L. It'll be great.
All right, let's take a quick break here, guys.
We'll be right back.